Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, who is the Cass County Extension Program Director. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you this morning?
Good. And it's a beautiful day today.
Yes, it is. We had the windows open last night, enjoying it before it gets scorching hot.
it must be summer, right?
Yes.
And I'm not sure about county fair. Some people say this is county fair time, and there's probably some going on somewhere in the state of Iowa.
There are. They actually started last week.
But saying that, when does the Cass County Fair start?
Cass County Fair starts the 26th of July and runs through the 31st.
Okay, a little change there. Got to get people that get that on their schedule.
Yes, that's right.
And I know you'll be telling people about that. But before that, there's a lot of stuff happening out there in our gardens. I just checked the peas and the beans and the cabbage in our little garden and going, whoa, that rain just made everything.
Everything doubled in size in a week, didn't it?
It did. And so when we have lots of it, what can we do with it?
Well, like you mentioned, it's summer. ISU Extension has a program called Preserve the Taste of Summer. And it's basically, we're seeing a lot of interest in home food preservation. And I won't even say canning because it's way beyond canning. It's some of it's pressure canning, some of it's freezing, dehydrating, drying. This is a class for anyone who's interested in any of those. It was originally actually rolled out last summer as an online only class. In some of the rural areas, folks are not quite as comfortable getting online, taking a course. Sometimes internet speeds are a little bit of a concern when you're trying to watch videos live over the internet. So what we're hoping to do this summer is if we can get enough local interest in a few different types of food preservation, we'd like to host the classes at the Extension office.
When you say classes, can people pick and choose? How many are there? What about classes?
What about classes? All told, there are 8 total classes, and there are several different levels. You can take all 8 of them if you want to, and that'll give you a little certificate for completing all of them. If you want to, if you're a home ec professional, you can take all 8 and you'll get continuing education credit. But the one we're looking at promoting right now is what we'd call the silver level. So for $50, you would watch 2 general ones on food safety, and then you would watch 2 what we call method specific. And the different methods that talk about would either be canning acid foods, pressure canning for low acid foods. There's a specific one on pickling and fermenting foods. There's one on fruit spreads only, if that's what you're interested in. There's one on freezing foods, and there's one on drying foods. And for the silver level, you get to watch 2 of those method specific ones, plus you get to do a hands-on workshop. And that's what we're looking to do, is get enough interest in 1 or 2 of those specific areas so that we can do the online classes, which if we watched all 4 of the online classes, I believe it would take about 1 hour to 1.5 hours.
Okay, so you're not talking about 4 different nights to see the online stuff.
No. This would be, I believe each of the little sections is about 20 minutes long. So we would pick an evening, we would come in and we would watch 4 classes in a row, and then sometime a couple weeks down the road, we would schedule, it's a half day hands-on where you would learn to do one of those methods. And the hands-on is pretty much you bring nothing and you get to take home prepared food.
You don't even bring the food.
I believe they supply that.
Wow. There may be some people who want to bring their green beans because by then they've got so many.
Well, and I think you certainly do have that option, yes.
But what a great thing. As you say, I know there's a growing interest in canning, although this isn't just canning.
Right.
But a little scared about what I should do. And I think it's, we don't want people to be scared, but I think it's good for people to question because, gosh, if you put all that work and effort into it, you want it to turn out usable.
Right. You want it to turn out usable and you want it to turn out safe. Like we mentioned, the 2 first general classes are all about food safety and the basics of canning and how you can do that and keep food safe. And Extension has had publications out for years and years on the proper ways of canning. Those were all revised about a year ago with updated food safety information. So what we've been seeing a lot of is if you have been canning for some time, that's fine. Some of the things that used to be acceptable have been proven not quite as safe. They have a few updated methods that maybe would make that a little safer, a little more shelf stable, maybe last a little longer.
And I don't know about you, Kate, but in my past history, I gave out lots of information about canning, and a lot of people would say, well, we ate canned food at home, you know, for years, and nobody ever got sick or nobody ever died, maybe they'd say. And so now why all of a sudden do we have these kinds of things? Well, you said more research.
Yeah, more research, more. I heard an interesting fact somewhere, which is, you know, people talk about getting the flu all the time. And I believe about half of what people call the flu is actually mild forms of food poisoning, whether it's from eating out or unsafe food preparation at home. So if you could cut that incidence in half in your own household, maybe that would be,
a really
of interest.
Yes. And the other thing that I think, there's no proof behind this, Kate, but I'm thinking in the good old days, people took more time. I mean, they boiled the jars. They did all of these kinds of things. And we get in such a hurry now that sometimes we try and take shortcuts, and those aren't good.
Right. Taking shortcuts. And there's also different materials out there that you can buy. A lot of people don't know that if you do the pressure canning, you're not supposed to reuse the lids. They're one-time use only. And then that seal around them is no good anymore. So don't use them over again. And, you know, there's just things that we can check for to help. And we're at the point now where a lot of people have maybe skipped a generation in canning. So if it's something that you grew up eating, your grandmother's canned food, and now you want to start doing it yourself, but all you ever remember was being five and standing on the stool and watching, we can show you some safe methods to do it and make it healthy.
Yeah. And jams and jellies are another area that I think people go, well, that isn't the way my grandma did it.
Yes.
Well, that's true, but maybe something's changed.
Maybe some things change. That absolutely.
So get up to date, be safe, and have a product that is very usable. I just think that that's such a waste of time, energy, money, so on, if those things spoil.
Yes.
You know, all your work is gone for naught, and you've put in a lot of time and effort. So there is a fee for this, you mentioned.
Yes.
And so how do people decide? How are you going to decide what the fee is going to be here?
What I would ask folks to do is, if they are interested in this, give us a call at the extension office, or they can email me. All that information is on our website. And we'll put a link to this information up on the front of our website as well, so they can just sort of look it over real quick. But if they're interested, like I said, the silver level gets you the two method-specific lessons plus a hands-on workshop. If you just want to do a basic for $25, you can do the general overviews on food safety and then one online, whether you know, if you just want to learn how to do fruit spreads and don't need the hands-on, you just want the basic information, you can certainly do it that way. And there's lots of options for add-ons, but I'd like folks to give me a call and just, they can walk through the options. What do you want to learn? If we have enough interest in one or two specific areas, I'd really like to have the classes in person.
Okay. Another thing you were talking about that I'm thinking too, when you're talking about the fee, if people do not currently have the equipment, as you say, they're not going to have to bring any equipment, and they can try it out.
Yes, absolutely. All of the equipment at the hands-on workshops will be provided, so you don't have to bring in your canners. You don't have to bring in anything like that. You just have to show up the day of the workshop, and you can figure out, you know, if you show up the day of the workshop and decide, oh, I don't know if this whole getting all this stuff is really for me, if you want to just do the simpler, then that's fine too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So getting to try out the equipment and seeing what's needed. I mean, that's another investment of your money. And I'm sure somebody will be there to answer questions about, should I get this kind? Should I get that kind? Should I consider?
Yeah. And the classes are led by our campus nutrition or our food and safety expert. I guess I would say from the other side of that, we have a lot of people coming in and say, Grandma, I just inherited Grandma's canner and I have no idea what to do with it. And this would be a good way to learn hands-on what to do with it and how to do it the right way.
Exactly. So lots of benefits of, if you're at all thinking about food preservation, any of those ways you mentioned, this would be a good opportunity to get those clarified.
Yes.
So, and talking about food, you have another opportunity that you would like to mention.
Yes, and just real quick, I want to remind everybody, we've had some news releases out, but the Master Gardener Summer Webinar is another webinar from campus that we'll be watching online live at our office. That'll be tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. The whole series is about food. So tonight we're talking about food gardening and health. itself, and then Glenwood's Giving Garden. That's free, 6:30. Just show up at the Extension office, and you can learn about food gardening.
And the Extension office is located at?
Right on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street.
And your phone number is?
243-1132.
And if you want to find you online, to me, I just go Cass County Extension, Cass County, Iowa Extension.
Yep.
But I know you have an address. But that'll get you there. So thank you very much, Kate
thank
Olson,
you,
who is the Cass County Extension Program Director. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't doze off in the middle of your life. Keep focused on what is truly important.